Okay, boys, and today's daf is daf Ayin Vav, starting from the Mishnah at the very top of the Yomid. Kol HaMenochois, Te'unois, Sholosh, Meyois, Shippa, the Chomish, Meyois, Be'ita. Every carbon mincha, you had to go and roll it or rub it 300 times, and you had to go and punch it 500 times. What does all of that mean? Explains the Mishnah. Tanakama hold shippa ubi'ita b'chitin. What I'm talking about is, when we're talking about the raw wheat, which is still in the stalks, we want to get the chaff off, we want to get the peel off, anything that is causing trouble for the chitin. So therefore, you rub it nicely, and then you bang it a few times. You do this 300 times in rubbing, 500 times in banging, and eventually all the chaff and all the psoilus will come off. We're not talking about the chitin, we're talking about the batzik, we're talking about the dough or the batter. That, what if any of you have ever seen your wives or others go and bake bread or challah or whatever? You'll see that after a while it starts rising, and then they go and pound it down and bang it down. So you're supposed to go and rub it nicely, smooth it nicely 300 times, and you're supposed to bang it down 500 times. That makes it into a nice batter and a nice dough, and therefore it'll be excellent. So to Mishnah Vayta, Kol Manocha is Bo'is Eser Chutz Milechem Aponim V'Chavite Koyin Gon Shein Bo'is Shteim Esrei Divrei Reb Yehuda. So to Yehuda, all Manochas came 10 Chalas. The Mushal, when you made your Minchas Machvas and your Minchas Marcheshes, you didn't just make one pancake for the Minchas Machvas, you made 10 of them. Same thing is, look at Ma'afei Taner. You made 10 chalas, you made 10 rikikin. Remember, if Shimon holds, you can even have 5 and 5. But each time, you make 10. The only time that you only find that you'll find not 10 is Lechem Aponim, where there you have 12, and Chavita Kohen Gadol, which are 12. Sheboi Shteim Esrei Divri Reb Yehuda. Reb Meir Oymah, the other way around. Kulam Boi Shteim Esrei. All Menachis, you bring 12 chalos each, 12 machvasin, 12 marcheshes. Chuz Mechalos Toida Unazirus Shehem Boi Esrei. The only exception to the rule are the Chalos Toida. Chalos Toida, you have 40 altogether, 4 different minim, 4 times 10. And also Naziris in Parshas Nosa, it says that besides bringing the 3 karbonos, the Nosa has to bring 2 lachmim, also chalis, matzis, blues, b'shemen, rikikin, matzis, b'shuchim, b'shamen. How many? 10 chalis and 10 rikikin. Those are eser. Why, when, what? Will Mitchum see the psukim shortly. Zok Yimar. Tana. We said in the beginning of the Mishnah you have to have 300 smoothings and rubbings and 500 beitas, which means clapping. So tomorrow's Tana, how did they work out the numbers of 300 and the 500? Shof achas boyet shtayim. First you would go and rub it once, and then you'd go and bang it twice. And then you would shof shtayim, you'd rub it twice, boyet shalosh, and then you'd go and bang it 3 times. So therefore, if you add this together, the shof achas is 1, the shof shtayim is 2, 1 plus 2 is 3. Boyet shtayim, 2 times b'ita, and then again boyet shalosh, another 3, 2 plus 3 is 5. Oh, zokta d'oda b'raisa, that you have now 3 shipois for 5 b'itois, and you did this 100 times, this process, therefore you got 100 times the 3 shippa, you have the 100 times the 5 b'ita, that's what gets you 300 and your 500. B'irmiya, a standard of Yirmiya Shaila. Remember, Yirmiya wanted to bring Simcha into the Bismedish. Am tuye vasuye chad, oy dilma am tuye vasuye trey. When we talk about the shippa, and the shippa means again to smoothen it out or to go and rub it, does that mean that you are doing it back and forth, or just back without the fourth, or just the fourth without the back? In other words, is this a round trip, or just one trip only in one direction? So Timora, my teiku, Tishvi Tarz. Timora is not poishit this shal. Mitchem soon, the Smidish will be rebuilt, and we'll see exactly how many shippas and how many beitas and how they did it. So Timora, by the shippa beita bechiter, Rabbi Yosi oim bebotzik. Iboilu. When Rabbi Yosi said bebotzik, botzik means the batter, the dough. is he saying that when it comes to the wheat itself, you do not have to go and do the 300 plus the 500? What he meant to say is, I agree with the Tanakam. Avada, when you start off with the wheat to get all the chaff off and to get a pure kernel, you got to go and rub it 300 times, you got to bang it 500 times. However, when it comes to the batzik, you also got to do the same thing. Again, oidcha, you have to do the a repeat before. Toshima, the same within the Rebbeisim, Shippa Be'itim Chitim, Shippa Be'itim is referring to the Chitim, that's our Tanakama, Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Shippa Be'itim Be'batzik. And the obvious question is, so what's the answer to our question?
Right.
We still don't know whether Rabbi Yossi is saying only Be'batzik, or he's saying Be'batzik, at Be'batzik, together with the Chitim. So Parshat Pshat in the Gemara is, why did the Braisa have to repeat the word Shippo Be'ita Be'batzik? It already said Shippo Be'ita Be'chitim, like we had in our Mishnah. Shippo Be'ita Be'chitim, Rabbi Yossi Am Be'batzik. Why did he have to say Shippo Be'ita Be'batzik? Because of his insistence in the Braisa of repeating the word Shippo Be'ita, it appears that he's saying, na-na-na-na-na, not Shippa Be'ita Be'achitim, but a Shippa Be'ita Be'batzik. Azoi Daf Malenim. However, you'll notice next to the word Shippa, there is a small gimel. That small gimel gets you the Maseres HaShas. Maseres HaShas says, third line from the top, if you don't have it here, then it's in your shini and the shini. Why do you always take the other gemara? Why don't you take the same gemara as we have? Okay, anyway. That's the problem. Anyway, so maybe you'll find the shini and the shini. Do you have a letter there next to Shippa? Anything?
Yeah,
base. So look for base. Don't be base. Don't be upset. So what's looked in Maseres HaShas?
It's in the.
Sometimes it's in the Maseres HaShas. Sometimes it's in the Shin Nischayis. Anyway, what does the Shin Nischayis tell us? What does the Maseres HaShas tell us? Nusach Acher Shippa Bechitin Ubeita Bebotzeik Bechin Mashma Bepirish Rambam. Ah. So therefore, according to this other girsa, Shippa is Bechitin. Be'it is Be'batzik. So we go and we make a compromise. Not Shippa Be'ita Be'chitim alone. Not Shippa Be'ita Be'batzik alone. But you can do the Shippa according to Rabbi Yossi. You repeat it by the Chitim. But by the Be'ita, I'm sorry, Shippa is only by the Chitim. And Be'ita you repeat by the Be'batzik. So therefore, we have a Kodesh. Do you have the Nusach Acher? Do you have the other Gersa?
Where?
In the Gemara, yeah. Do you have it on the side, in the Maseres HaShas, in Gimel?
I have Bach Gimel.
So Bach Gimel, whatever you want. Whatever you want to call it. Okay, so it says Shippa Bechitin. Nusach Acher. Oh! Shippa Bechitin, Ubeita Bebatzik. So we asked a question. What does Rabbi Yossi hold? Does he hold that it's Batzik in addition to Chitin? Or it's Batzik instead of the Chitin? So we split the difference. He splits it. Shippa is Bechitim, the rubbing and the smoothing is by the Chitim, the eat is by the Batzik.
Okay. So he has a separate...
We have a new view now. So when it says the Mishnah of Yosef and the Batzik, he's only disagreeing on the Be'ita part, not on the Shippa part. On the Shippa part, you're Master Shippa Bechitim, sure, you can rub it 300 times, I have no problem with that. What about the 500 times? Oh, that's you do Be'batzik.
But then you couldn't do that sequence of 1 and 2, 2 and 3 that you did, because if one is in the kernels...
Enochanami. Jokti Moravite Kamanoch is Bois Shtein Estray. So you must lechel upon him behead. You ksib lechel upon him, it says beferish, ksidei, that you have to have 12 all together. Can you reach a chumash? Anybody can reach a chumash over there? If you can't, don't forget about it. Anyway, it says in the chumash that you have to go and do. Yeah. Oh, tazoishkoyach. Thank you very much. Oh, you see, very good. Special commentary.
I don't get the full Gemara's.
We like you anyway. All right. So where is it? Fine. It should be in Parshas Emor. Yeah.
No. I have the same.
Okay. We are looking at after Shvi'i, and the pasuk says in Parshas Emor, "V'lakach the soilus v'yafisa oisa shteim esrei chalois shnei esroinim yihachaloho echos." 12 chalos, each one shnei esroinim, 24 esroinim altogether. Remember that for the Mishnah on the Amud base. V'samta oisam, what do you do with these shteim esrei chalos? Shteim arochos, sheish hamarochos, al shulchan atol lefnei Hashem. on the Shulchan. I'm sure you all remember the pictures that you see in the various Chumashim, that you have six and six, so you have 12 Lechem upon them all together, Shteim Esrei Chalish. Everybody agrees? L'kach t'soydes, Shteim Esrei Chalish, Shnei Esrei V'yechalo Echa. So you're maskim? Fine. That's by the Lechem upon. Then we're going to have a pasuk shortly by the Chavitim, and there the Chavitim, the Gemara is going to go and tell us that we doesn't say b'chlal what the din is, but we're going to learn chuka chuka. Who state the lechem upon him? Nish lechem upon him. Who state the chavitim? We have the imparshas tzav right after shiny. Zekob and Harim. One of us yakriv l'Hashem yimayom yimasha choyfei. Asir so aifa so this mincha. So me machzisa v'boy ke machzisa v'orem. Half in the morning, half in the evening. And v'akoyin ha-Mashiach tachtim ibon av'yasa oisa. Chok oilem l'Hashem kol lil doktor. So by the chavitim, the reason why it's called chavitim because the pasuk says al machvas b'shem im teyosim u'bechas t'viyana. This is in Sheni, and Parsha Tzav tells us about the din of the chavitim that you bring every single day. It has to be an asiris eifa and yisorayin. Machzis boyke half in the morning, half in the evening. And the pasuk says chok oilem l'Hashem kol lil doktor, totally burned on the mizbeach. And by Unz and Parshas Emor, it similarly uses the expression Chok Oylam. Hoyt Lahar Nulvana Bachluv Mokem Kadosh Ki Kodesh Kadoshim Hulam Yishe Hashem Chok Oylam. See, here it says Chok Oylam by the Lechem upon him, and here it says once again Chok Oylam by the din of the Chavitim. It says therefore Zog Tiatz the Gemara. Let me still have to look back at it. Zog the Gemara Nochlo Lechem upon him Edik Sid Bay. It says Befeish Parshas Emor Shteim Esrei Chalis. Chavitim Koyin Gadol As Yechuka Chuka Belechem upon him. Here it says Chokoylam, and therefore also there you have to have 12 Chalis. Kol haMenachos the boys Eser Minolan. How do I know that the Menachos are 10 each? Gomar Mi Lach Mei Toida. Where does it say in Lach Mei Toida? Our Gemara doesn't say it here. The Gemara is going to talk about it in Mietzim tomorrow and the next day. It's going to talk about that it doesn't say Beferish by the Lach Mei Toida. But what it does say by the Lach Mei Toida is that you have to go and give one Truma to the Kohen. And the Gemara says the Truma we're talking about is not regular Truma. We're talking about Truma's Maisa. The Pasuk, what's the Lashon HaPasuk? Well, here, Kies Maaseh B'nei Yisrael HaShe'irim V'Yem Truma Satali Yenachlan. And that's not the right Pasuk. Talking about the Pasuk of Truma Legabe, the din of Menevah Pekun Truma. So it says by Lach Mei Toida. Pasuk also in Parshas Tzav V'Hikrav Mimenu Echad Mikol Korban Truma L'Hashem. The Pasuk talks about four different minim of Lach Mei Toida, and you have to give one of each one to the Kohen Truma L'Hashem. The question is, but how many do you start off with? See, Gemara is going to say that we learn Truma from Truma's Meiser. Just like Truma's Meiser, it's Meiser, and a Meiser, you give a tenth. Here too, when you're giving one of the Lach Mei Toida, you give a tenth. Oh, so it must be that each one of the Lach Mei Toida, each one of the Minim, is 10 Chalis altogether. Let's see more on that Ayin Zayin, which we'll learn it tomorrow. Anyway, getting back to the Gemara. So we have a Pasuk by the Lechem after Lechem upon him by the Lach Mei Toida to tell us 10. And therefore, Malalon Eser. And therefore, we're going to learn now again. Kol haMenachos, the boys, Eser. We know that. How do we know Menachos are 10? We learn it from Lach Mei Toida. Malalon, just by Lach Mei Toida, is 10. Afkan Eser, also 10. Frey Timar, V'Leilav Melechem upon him. In other words, the Limud from Lach Mei Toida was just based on a Mamatzina. Over there it's 10, and here it's also 10. So Frey Timar, why do you make a Mamatzina from Lach Mei Toida? Bring a Mamatzina from Lechem upon him. That's the Gemara's question. So it makes more sense to learn it for Lach Mei Toida. Why? Because of the following similarities. Number one, Shekein Yochid. So remember, we have to halt cup a little bit over here, otherwise we can go astray. We're learning now a regular carbon mincha from Lach Mei Toida, as opposed to Lechem upon him. So the reason why I want to learn it from Lach Mei Toida is because, number one, Yochid. Both a mincha and Lach Mei Toida are brought by a regular yochid. Mashkin lechem upon him, the zechakar ben tzibor, the Klal Yisrael brings lechem upon him every Shabbos. Number two, hamisnadim. This happens to be benedava, benedivas aleif. You bring a toida, you bring it. You don't bring it, you don't bring it. Same thing with karben mincha. Lechem upon him, you gotta bring it. Zechachoyve. Shemen, both of them have shemen. You both put in shemen by the Lach Mei Toida as well as in the regular karben mincha, but you don't put in shemen in the lechem upon him. So you're gonna tell me, how do I know you don't put shemen and lechem upon him? Well, you remember it was a Mishnah we had back on Daf Nun Tes Amin Aleph, where the Mishnah was telling us which ones have Levoina, which ones have Shemen. And if you look at that Mishnah, it says Lechem upon him, Torah Levoina, Vein Torah Shemen. Shteitum Befeish in the Mishnah Lechem upon him, three lines before the end, does not have Shemen. Okay, so that's another similarity between a mincha, lach mitoida, both have shemen, mash'en kein,
lechem. We're actually focusing on what they have that's different. Why are you saying that they're the same?
Oh, you're right, and you're, okay, good, I didn't explain it well. We have over here two clear-cut psukim in the Torah. By the lach mitoida, it's clear-cut, it's 10 each. By the lechem upon him, it's clear-cut, it's 12 each. Now we're talking about a regular kar mincha. I come to this midrash, I want to bring my kar mincha. How many chalas? Do I say 10, like lach mitoida? Do I say 12, like the lechem upon him? The Gemara now shows similarities to the lach mitoida, as opposed to the lechem upon him. So every similarity that we're going to have here is similar to one and different than the other. And not like the other. We're being makar of one, merachik the other. So let's get back again. So we're talking about a case of we're talking about a kar mincha. We're saying a mincha is like the lach meitoida, but different from the lechem upon. So number one, they're both yichidisha and not lechem upon, which is a kar mitzibur. Number two, it's yichidisha yochid hamis nadiv, that you do it betoyis nedova. Masha ein kein, the lechem upon him is a choiva. Both of them have shemen. The mincha and the lach meitoida have shemen, but not the lechem upon him. They're both nifsal. Nifsal over here means nifsal belina. A mincha, if you don't eat it in the proper time, and the lach mitoida in the proper time, becomes possible lina overnight. Next morning, it's possible. It's noiser, possible lina. You have to go and burn it. How long can you go and leave it? You can leave it for a whole week on the shulchan. So therefore, it does not become possible lina overnight. Both the Karm Mincha and the Lach Mitoida, since these are private kabbalists, they're not Doicha Shabbos and they're not Doicha Tumah. Masha Enkim, when you're talking about the Lechem upon him, Lechem upon him Dafka was Doicha Shabbos. That's when you took it off, that you can put it back. Lechem Tumah also in Shabbos. The same thing as the Gabi Tumah, because Tumah Hutra Betzibur. So how many similarities do we have? Yochid HaMisnadav is 2, Shem Nifsal is 4, Shloi B'Shav B'Shav Tumah is 6 similarities and 6 differences. Frank Timur Adram Lechem Panim Avalilameh. We should learn a mincha from Lechem Panim. Why? Shekein Hegdish. Hegdish means that they're both Kodshe Kodeshim. Lechem Panim can only be eaten by the Kahanim, and a Korban Mincha can only be eaten by the Kahanim. Mashayin Kein Elach Meitoida can be eaten by everybody. Bring all your friends and all your family. Ulevayna, both of them have Ulevayna lechem upon them, as well as the Karban Mincha. Mashen Kein Elach Meitoida don't have any Ulevayna. The same thing in the Gabi. If you want, I'm sorry.
The next one is a great example.
And they're both matzah. Matzah means both a lechem upon him and the regular carbon mincha a matzah. Masha ain't came but a lach mitoida. One quarter of the four minim are chametzik lachmim. I say bazoi. That's different. And finally, etzim. Etzim means that they brought biglal atzmam on their own and not as adjuncts to a carbon. A mincha is brought on its own. Lechem upon him is brought on its own. Masha enke lach mitoida. You can only bring a lach mitoida with a carbon toida. It's an adjunct. That being the case, again, 4 similarities to lechem upon him as opposed to lach mitoida. And this was 6. So, Frank Timur, why do we learn it from the case of lach mitoida? Why don't we learn from lechem upon him? So, it's hanach lefisha. Because here we had 6 similarities. Here we only have 4. 6 beats 4. Very good. Vizvir and I have another reason. Vizvir Lord Dover Lam Xerishov Khazumulamid Bibinab. Remember we had this exciting sugya back in the Sechtes Vachem. Well, you can have back to back Limudim. Xerishov, Xerishov, Kavachim, 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 Xerishov, Xerishov, Hekish. You remember that was a very exciting sugya. Anyway, so if you hold that Dover Lam Xerishov, that something you learned Xerishov, you can be Malamid Bibinab. Freightimar Nailun Bechavit Koyin Godl. What does Igmar mean? Chavitim, it doesn't say befeidish in the Torah, but we learn it from a gzeira shava. What's a gzeira shava? Chuka, chuka, chak oilam, chak oilam. That just like by the lechem upon him, what's the din? That it's 12. Chavitim is also 12. Aha. Okay, so that being the case, now let's learn b'binyanav. B'binyanav means with a mamatzinu from chavitim. And say the ma'al alon, just like by chavitim, shtei mesrei, afkan shtei mesrei. So don't learn it directly from lechem upon him, because that we said you lose 6 to 4. But learn it from chavitim. How can you learn it back to back if you hold that gzeira shava? So you can do that. So let's learn from Chavitim that a regular carb mincha should be 12 chalois. So it's better to learn it for lachmi toida. Why? And again, we're going to have now a full list of similarities and differences. Number one, chicken hedged means both the lachmi toida as well as the carb mincha is brought by anybody in Klal Yisrael. Chavitim is only brought by the Kohen Gadol. Yes, it's true on the day of Chinuch and installation, then every Kohen Hedged. But we're talking about standard Chavitim Kohen Gadol is only for the Kohen Gadol. And therefore that's a Hedged is Kohen Gadol. Number two, Shehis Nadet. Both are Benedivas, Lachmi Toida, as well as your regular Karb Mincha. Mashein Chavitim is a Choyv. The Kohen Gadol has to bring it every day, whether he likes it or not. Number three, Chatzoyim. We had in the Pasuk, Machtzisa Baboyka, Machtzisa Ba'orev. The Chavitim Kohen Gadol you have to go and bring in the morning, one he started, and you split it.
The real far out one, because it's
Kohen Gadol. We're going to see about that it's far out. You're going to see that. Don't be annoyed, you're going to see it. He's saying that it's very far out. So in other words, why should I go and compare it to Kohen Gadol? So that's the more says Taki Hedge. Anyway, Chatzoyim, you go and split it up. And your carbon mincha and your carbon lach mitoida. There's no splitting up. There's no machtisa b'boik machtisa bar. Number four, we have the pigle. What's ice pigle? Both in the case of the lach mitoida, there's a form of pigle, as well as in the case of a regular carbon mincha. But the lach mitoida, b'shas, you're doing the zrikas adam on the carbon toida. You could have a machshava of chutzes mani chutzes kaima and make it pigle. Same thing with the carbon mincha. When you're putting the kmitza on the mizbeach, you could have a machshava to eat the rest. When you're talking about the chavitim, chavitim is kula kol on the mizbeach. There's no matir. Oh, is up to there's no matir. Since there's no matir, there's no possibility of inyan of pigle. Finally, like we had before, shleib shabbos shleib tumah. Since both the lachmi toida and the carbon mincha are private kabbalas and not a carbon tzibur. They're not toich Shabbos, not toich Tumah. Mashi ink chavitim is it every single day of the year. The Kohen Gadol had to bring it even on Shabbos and even Shleif Tumah. Kohen Gadol represents the Tzibur, and this is every day in the Tumah.
That's another instance, which is that it's one is Dar Shabbos and one is not.
Exactly.
The Daf is a nice review of concepts.
Yeah, exactly. And
a good review of concepts.
Beautiful. Thank you, Mara. How many similarities have you had? Hedjed and Isnadav is 2. Chatzoyin is 3. Pigle is 4. Shleif Shabbos is 5. Shleif Tumah is 6. Six similarities. I should learn a karm mincha from chavitim. Why? Number one, chicken isarin. Both of them are one isarin each. You had to have 20 isarinim altogether. 10 isarinim for the matzah sticker and 10 for the chometz sticker. So 20 isarinim. And here, a regular karm mincha, the minimum, the requirement is isarin. The same thing we got the kohen gadol. It says an asidus eifa. He had an isarin. So they're both exactly the same.
It's 20 isarin for the
lach mitoida.
It's because of the amount of lechem that are, mm-hmm. Right? There's a multitude of lechem, so it's...
I'm sorry, 22, it's 2 wafers, okay.
Yeah, everything okay?
Yeah.
Good, fine.
We want to know how many loaves we make.
So 10 or 12.
So we say we're taking from the...
We're learning it either from lachmi toida, or from lechem upon him, and now from chavitim.
Why not say, find some other place, some number?
But all of these are karbanos mincha. If you're going to tell me that you have 8 tzitzis, that's two different things. It's Shabbos on the 7th day. Exact similarities and differences within the mincha family.
You have the...
Let's hear.
So that also we're trying to
figure.
All of them.
What don't you understand? What's this?
They don't tell me that they find some life. That's the reason why.
There's something called the mamatzina. Yeah. Mamatzina means I really don't have any proof that this is the halacha. But since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote X, Y, and Z by halacha Aleph, since probably, why not? It's probably X, Y, Z by halacha Beis. Right. That's only if I find similarities. If I find a pircha on it, I say, no, the reason why this has this halacha, because it's special. But this doesn't have that special. So then you can't go and make the mamatzina. So the Gemara is saying is, it's taka true that I have many, many similarities between a mincha and a lachmi toida, but I have a similar number, or perhaps more or less, when you're learning it from lechem under, exactly differences. And therefore the Gemara says, so how do you know that it's the same? Maybe it's different. So that's the Gemara goes back and forth. You have this type of shakla tayya other places. Yeah,
why are we saying that a toda is voluntary? A toda is brought when someone experiences travels to the desert, the ocean, etc.
And what happens if instead of being carbon toida decides to have write out a sefer toida for $100,000 and give it to shul? That's also a way of showing thanks. What happens if he has a beautiful voice like the Zayin of Simcha, and he goes and sings and he dances b'shat halal?
It's all wonderful, but the Torah gives a prescribed template for showing gratitude through a korban todah.
But it's not a requirement. You don't get petch if you don't bring the korban todah. You're not forced to do it.
You do a voluntary.
Yeah, you can if you want it. You don't want it. Exactly.
Totally voluntary also.
Exactly.
So if you don't bring a todah, you're not over on Baal Ta'achir.
No, you're not over Baal Ta'achir. You're only over Baal Ta'achir if you are mafresh or you tzugizot. If you say, I'm going to go and bring a korban todah, then you don't go and bring it within a period of time, but then you're Baal Ta'achir. But if you never bring a korban todah in your life and you don't want to give thanks to anybody, you're one of those guys that the person says to them, good morning, why is it good? It's a bad morning, I hate it. Who said it's a good morning? Why'd you say it? Blah, 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 blah. There are people that are born like that. You're on the wrong side of that. They don't want to bring a korban todah. I don't want to give thanks.
It's not
a nice thing to bring korban todah and thank Kodesh Baruch. You should thank him every morning. Moida'ani, of course. It's a moidim with kavana. All of these things are wonderful. But if you don't bring a korban todah, there are no petch for not bringing korban todah. It's not a requirement. Anyway, many other ways. Today we don't have a korban todah, unfortunately, at least not today. Hopefully by tomorrow. Tomorrow is the Cherev Shabbos. Okay, hopefully by Sunday. Okay. Have the korban todah. But in the meantime, you can be menadim, all other types of things. Give money for aniyim, give money for yeshivas. Go and show other ways to go and thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu for the wonderful largesse that you have. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara, where are we up to?
Adarabah, mechvita kol lo havel amel.
Yeah, do we go through the whole list?
No, we're about to.
We're about to. We haven't finished yet. Okay, so the pigish lo b'shabbos lo b'tom. Adar mechvita kol lo havel amel. We should learn it from mechvita kol lo havel amel. Why? Number one, shekin yisorin. They both have the shear of an yisorin. Masha enken legabe, the case of the lach mitoid. It's 20 esroinim all together. And then kli, both of them you have to go and use a kli shores to go and manufacture both the chavitim together with the mincha. Mashen kelach mitoida doesn't require that. You also have a din of hegdish. Both of them are kodesh kudishim, like we said before. Chavitim is kodesh kudishim, and the same thing with korban mincha. Mashen korban toida is kodesh kalim. Or levoina, you go and add levoina to both of those, but you don't put levoina on the lach mitoida. And they're both matzah. Mashen kelach mitoida has one min that is chometz, and both of them etzem means that you bring them on their own biglal atzman, and they're not adjunct to a korban lach mitoida together with a korban toida. They both require hagasha. You have to go and take it in the klisharis next to the mizbeach bihigisha el hamizbeach. Mashen kelach mitoida. There's no such requirement. And the same thing, the ishim, that they go on the fire on the marocha, meaning when you're ready to carve mincha, you go and put on the kmitza and the gabi chavitim. The entire chavitim goes on the mizbeach. Mashen kelach, if you're talking about the lach mitoida, none of the lach mitoida goes on the mizbeach. Avada, the zurika sedam from the toida. Avada, you give a part to the kohen. None of it goes on the Isha on the fire. Anyway, says Yimar, let's go and add up how many we have now. Before we said that there were six similarities, and now we're saying that the Isorn is one, Kali is two, Hegdish is three, Levoin is four, Matz is five, Etzim is six, Hagosh is seven, Isham is eight. Holy cow, it's 8-6! So why don't I learn now a korban mincha from the chavitim as vos, that it should be 12 instead of 10? After Yimara, hejit mehejit or deflay. This mandiyama holds that I prefer learning the hejit aspect of it. And if you remember, Reb David, the sponsor of our beautiful gemara, said already about 10 minutes ago, it's so far out learning it from a kohen gadol. Kohen gadol, that's so special, unique, extraordinary. How can you learn? So therefore, I prefer learning hedjit mehedjit, regular carbon mincha, which is hedjit, from a regular carbon, not from regular carbon, but from the carbon of lach mitoida, which is brought by a hedjit. You don't have to be a Weltskuhn or a super scientist to do it, a rocket scientist. Hedjit. That's the best. So even though this is 8-6, you focus on hedjit. Good. Remeir Oimer. Now we go back to the Mishnah. Remeir says, Kulan boish deim esrei. The Meir says it's 12, except for Chalas Toida and Naziris. How does he get that it's 12? Maikasam. Isvir leidav alamid mi b'gzeir shavah. Choyz mulam b'nyin av. Yalvim mechavita de kain godl. The Hanin Efisha. Either he learns like we just finished saying a moment ago, like the kasha that we asked on Reb Yehuda the Tanakama. Now we're saying this is what Remeir perhaps really holds. That what? The chavitin we learned chok chok chuka chuka from the case of lechem apot that it has 12, and now choydum lam binyanav, and therefore I learn mincha, a regular carbon mincha, yalav mechavitin the kohen gadol, the hanifishon, that was 8-6. The previous man, the Yom Rabbi Yehuda, says, I agree it's 8 to 6, but I prefer Hedjit Mehedjit. But he said, I don't prefer Hedjit Mehedjit. I do the 8 to 6, and therefore it's 12. So he can't learn it from Chavitin. We said it was 6 to 4. You should learn from Lachmi Toida. So tomorrow, Hegdish, Hegdish, or the play. Since they're both Kachi Kudashim, Minchas Kachi Kudashim, only eaten by the Kahanim. And the same thing, Lachim upon him. Therefore, I prefer that. I don't look at the 6, I don't look at the 4. I look at the fact that both are Kachi Kudashim, and Lachmi Toida is Kachim Kalim. Good. And now Ramey finishes off the Mishnah. Chutz b'lachmi toy nazir shehein boys esa esa. Don't you want lachmi toy the behedik simbu? In truth, it doesn't really say befeirish, but it's based on that limud that we had before, that it says that when you go and bring a toyda and lachmi toyda, that you have to give one of every min truma lahashem. The Gemara said we're not talking about regular truma, we're talking like trumas meiser. Trumas meiser is a tenth. Here too, you give a tenth. So if you're giving one and it's a tenth, then you have to start off with ten. So therefore you have 10 chalis from each one you give 1/10, you give one to the kain. So that's what's considered behedik sibahu. It's written in the title. How do I know in the Zeres? In the parasha of the Karban Toida, it says a loshen of shlomov. Fu shteit a loshen of shlomov. No, that's the salmat of Shevgabin Toida. So we use the word shlomov. And therefore, we learn shlomov. You know, when the Rashi brings it somewhere over here, yeah, al zevach toida shlomov. That when you bring the carbon toida, it's called toida shlomov. And the more asks, it could just simply said al zevach toida, but that's not toida shlomov. The Rabbi Shalman Nozer that they have the same din. In Parshas Nosai, it says that the Nozer, besides bringing his three kabanas, he also brings chalois matis melulois b'shemen or shi or mishira or kike matis mishucha b'shemen. But it doesn't say how many because of the word shlomov. I learn one from the other. The Shalman Nozer, which includes the Lachme Nozer from the din of Toida, just like over here it's 10, there it's also 10. Good. Amr of Tudbar Kista Omishmu, Lachme Toida Shafon Arbachalis, Yotze. What happens if a person is as a instead of bringing 10, 10, 10, and 10, he brings 1, 1, 1, and 1. 4 altogether. For the 4 minim, instead of 10 chalas, he brings 1 chala of each min.
The same volume of flour?
Same volume of flour. Is yotze. Zuk shmul is yotze. Ay, for binish baboyim. The tailor's up to 40. We just went through the drashas. Everything more than mitzvah. Lichat chila. 40. Bidiyavit. Ay, baboyim frushi truma inayu. You have to go and give truma. And if you're giving truma, you have to give 1/10. That means you're going to have to go and break each one to take out the truma. It says in the pasuk echad, which means it says in the pasuk you're supposed to go and give echad mikol on one, each one of the minim. You have to go and give truma lasha. What's the pasuk? The hikar b'menu echad mikol karben truma lashem la koyin azorik esdam ashlamim lo yia. It says in the lashon of pasuk echad mikol karben. That means one of each of the four minim of the lach. So it's got to be an echad. Echad means a ganzer. Echad am rachmanu v'shelo yitzel price. Don't go and take a piece. It's got to be full. Oh, so how are you going to go and give to the koyin 1/10 if you're only making 4 chalas? You're going to have to go and break it. You can't break it. It's got to be echad v'lo yiporus. Everything might have a shinabel isha. An easy way. Just like the bakers and the housewives do it today, that when they go and bake, instead of waiting until after they bake the whole thing and then give part of it away for challah, they go and mafresh challah from the batter itself and they put it on the side. So here too you can go and give, take away from the batter of these 40 challahs and go and give the kohen 10% of the batter for this one, for that one, for this one, for that one, for all 4 minutes. By any of the menachos, if you were marba in the midas chalosan or miyat midas chalosan, ksheiros. Now, what it means marba mamayit? We just finished saying machlekes is whether it's 10 or 12. Let's assume it's Rabbi Yehuda. We have 10. If he makes 9 chalas, or if he makes 11 chalas, it's ksheiros. Chutz milechem upon him. Also, it says by lachmei toida that you cannot be marba or mamayit. It's possible. Didn't we have now that Shmuel just said now the lachmei toida? If you make it 4 chalas, you're yoitza. What's going on? Everything in Mar is them is a machlokes. Who the Amar ki haitana? The sign we learned in the Brayso. So we stay in the Brayso. The sign. Like we said in the Amar Aleph, a regular mincha, if instead of bringing 10 chalas, you brought 9 or 11, kusha. Chutz, milechem upon him, The chavite koyin gadol. Those are the only two exceptions. Well, lechem pani, you have to bring 12. It says the feish and the toyish shtei mesri chalitz. Chavite koyin gadol learn exeder shava choik choik. That's a choik. It's got to be dafka 12. If you bring 11 or 13, no good. That's it. Nothing else. The yeshama, but there's another mandiyama that says not only lechem pani chavite gadol, but af. Lachmitoy nun aziris. Oh, so Shmuel says I learned like the first mandiyam, not like the yeshamim. I learned like the first mandiyam that it's always kosher if you add or subtract, except the two exceptions. Lechem panav chavita gengal. I agree that the other mandiyam says no, that even lachmitoy that it's no good if you do more than the 10 lachmitoy. But I don't subscribe to the yeshamim. I hold like the tan kaf.
So the one of the yeshamim holds that you were separated from the dough. To give it, so it's not broken. It's not a
Yeshom holds the lach mitoyde is possible. But if you are memarba or memayit, if you only did 4 chalas or 8 or 12 or whatever, you didn't do the 10 chalas, it's possible. No good. Start from scratch. Bring new lach mitoyde. Same thing with Rabbi Nazirus, because I learned shlomov from lach mitoyde. Om Ravuna. Minchas ma'afe means you're minchas ma'afe taner. She'ofa chala achas yoyotze. If you go and instead of doing 10 chalis or 10 rikikin, you did 1 chala, you yoytze, which is similar to what Shmuel just said. Now the question is, my time, what's the reason for Rav Huna? Because it says in the pasuk matzas ksiv. What says matzas? In the pasuk that it says chalis matzois meshuchem blulois bashomen, the lashon of the pasuk, when it says chalis matzois, that matzois is written without a vav, so you could read it like matzas ksiv. Since it's matzas, if you make the chalis into 1 instead of making it into 10, midiyavin matzas ksiv. Freiti mora, ah, maskul rapapa, time dechsiv matzas, hoksiv matzois loy, vagabi lach mitoida dechsiv matzois, there by lach mitoida it's taka written out chalis matzois, blulois beshamen, with a vov, vim raftubi barkisna mashmuel, which we just had on the Amud Aleph, the lach mitoida she'ofen arba chalis yotze, you don't have the benefit of the matzois matzas. And nevertheless, Shmuel said, it's okay, 4 is all right. So Shmuel Taki argues with Rav Huna. According to Shmuel, I don't need the benefit of the matzois matzas to tell you that I can go and be marbe or be mamayet b'chalois. But according to Rav Huna, I need to come on to that special matzois matzas. And therefore, presumably, Rav Huna would say, only by ma'afei taner, or perhaps by other menochis, because I learned it from ma'afei taner. But not by lach mitoide, because lach mitoide, the attacker says matzois, mitavuv. So I don't have any basis to go and say, and be b'mayit down to 4 or down to 1. Talking more about it, on the Mishnah, ha'oimer ha'yibah. Isorain mishloish soin, mishloish soin. This already is a Mishnah we had at the beginning of the Perek, Rabbi Shmuel, where if you brought the Karbon Oimer, if the Karbon Oimer is being brought on Friday night, meaning that the first day of Chol HaMoed is Friday night, according to everybody, you go and cut Sholeish Soin, 3 saw, and then you process the 3 saw. After you cut it, you have to, of course, you have to thresh it, and you have to winnow it, and you have to do all the things that you have to do, and eventually you're going to sift it, and you're going to have refined barley flour of 1 isar. There was a machloikis, what happens if it's not on Friday night, if Pesach falls out any other day of the week, so that the first day of Chol HaMoed is not on Shabbos, it's rather during the week, whether at that time you ought to have only 3 soin or if I exactly exactly had the calculation long, yeah, well, not so long ago, yeah, we had a beginning part of Perek Bishmol where on Daf Samach Gimel on the Beidra Bishmol Oimer Hayabob Bishabbos Sholi Soin Choyl Chomesh, the Chom said Echad Shabbos Echad Choyl Mi Sholosh. So everybody agrees that if it's on Shabbos it's 3 soin, Machloik is whether if it's during the week, whether it's 5 saw. Exactly like you said. Shkoyachuri, thanks for reminding us. So therefore, it's 1 isarain derived from 3 saw. By the shtei halechem, which you bring on Shavuos, it's shtei esroinim misholisan. There the pasuk says, shtei esroinim yechal echos, and the pasuk says, shtayim tiyena chometz tefena bikurim lashem. Anyway, yeah, it says in the Torah, there's going to be 2 esroinim, and how do you produce 2 esroinim? Then you start off with the same sholosh soin. And the Gemara is going to ask, why are we differentiating between the oimer that you need 1 esroin from 3 saw, l'choy by shtei lechem, if you need 2 esroinim, you should start off with 6 saw.
Once, or once fit then.
Okay. you're entitled to wait until the Gemara, where the Gemara is going to address your question, and the Gemara is going to give your answer. And finally, the Mishnah says, what about Lechem Aponim? Lechem Aponim is Esrim V'Arba Esroinim, V'Esrim V'Arba Soin. If you remember, we looked in the Pasuk before, got the Lechem Aponim, that you have to stay in Mesri Chalois, and the Pasuk told us back in Parshas Emor, every one of the chalas has to be two esroinim. Since there are 12 chalas, and the two esroinim each, how much is 2 times 12?
Approximately
24. Exactly.
If you carry the one of the two, then you have 20.
Beautiful. Yeah, great. So now we have 24, and you start off the 24. You produce it from 24 soin, which means one esroin from one soa. Oh. So by the Oimer, it's one Esroin from three Soin. By the Shtei Lechem, it's two Esroinim from three Soin, which means one and a half each. And by the Lechem Aponim, it's one Esroin from one Soh, one each. Faitimara, my time, why are we making these distinctions of the Mishnah? Number one, the Gabi Oimer, Kingdom Chodeshos, it's coming from brand new barley that was just fresh, and therefore since it's fresh, it's much more difficult to go and grind it up and thresh it and winnow it and all the rest and sift it until you're going to go and get a final product. And, like Barry said, Misoyin Rossi comes from barley, which is a more coarse form of grain. He said, Mof Chaliyos, Misholish Soin, you got to start off with three son. Shtei Alecha, which is Shtei Asroin, is Misholish Soin, like we learned in the Mishnah. Kim the Mechit Nasya, since it doesn't come from barley, it comes from wheat, which is a finer form of tvua, of grain. Is Avagadim Chodesh Asin, even though it's all to Chodesh, because we're bringing it brand new for the first time in the Beis HaMikdash on Shavuos, Shtei Asroin is Asu. Therefore, it comes to Asroinim, Misholish Soin. In other words, although it's Chodosh, just like the Oimer, but since it's Chitim and not Tzoyrim, so you can go and produce two good Esroinim from three So. Lechem Aponim, Esrim Arbon, Esroinim, Esrim Arbon, Soin, one Esroinim from one So, my time. Number one, Kim Chitim also, it's Chitim and not Tzoyrim. And Miyashin also, we're talking about every year, every Shabbos of the year, so we're not talking about something which is Chodosh, it's even from Yashan. Oh, from Yashan, it's much easier to go and grind it and sift it. And therefore, Isarin Mufchar, Asim Isar, you can get a nice, beautiful one Isarin from one so. Tanabon within the Brisa, Kamenachis, Shereba b'midas Esroinen, or Shemit b'midas Esroinen, or Isarin is Psulais. By your regular carbon mincha, where you're supposed to bring one Isarin, if you are Marba or you're Mamayit, it's possible. Now, it doesn't mean that if you bring larger menachis, it's possible, because as we know, you can bring up to 60 in one kli. Why could you do more than one? Because of the fact that it's a bila, bila's not ma'akev, kleroila bila, okay, anyway, so you see that you can go and bring a very large korban mincha of up to 60 esroinim in one kli. Zayagit. Here it just says riba midas esroinim. So Rashi says riba midas esroinim means that instead of taking your normal esroin, you took a larger container called an Isarain, and this larger container, or in your regular Midas Isarain, you heaped it up beyond the notch on the wall, so to speak. In other words, for those of you that have measuring cups at home, so you know it has different notches, half an ounce, a full ounce, 2 ounces, 3 ounces, 6 ounces, whatever ounce it be. So the same thing over here in the Isarain, you know where the Isarain ended, and he made, Rashi says, an Isarain Godush. He heaped it by adding on another 10, 20% on top. No good. And that's why it says Riba Memidas Esroinim. To go and do full 2 Esroinim, 5 Esroinim, 10 Esroinim, 100 Esroinim, 60 Esroinim, that's all fine. However, if you're talking about making an Esroin to make it 1.5 or 1.2 or 1.1, no good. And the Maid is certainly no good if you do 0.9, all to no good, it's possible. However, Riba Midas Soin Shalem, Midas Soin Shalem, that's Kshavis. When we said in our Mishnah that you start off with 3 Soin, or you start off with 1, so, or by the Shtei Lechem, 2 out of 3, etc. There, if you go and make more soin, less soin, there's a Nishkefela. That's not Ma'akiv Bidiev. But the Gabi, the Shir of the Isarin, that is Ma'akiv Bidiev. Make sure, don't make it larger or smaller than the exact Isar. Jok the Mishnah. Ha'oimer ha'yimenupa b'shloish esrei napa. To get to the Oimer, you have to go and sift it 13 times so that it should come out nice and refined and pure, triple grade A barley flour. Shtei Alechem, Mishtei Nesrei, only 12 times. Lechem Ponem Bir Aleph, 11 times. The reason why these are less, like we just had in the Gemara now, because since barley, especially chodesh barley, is more coarse, so then you have to do more siftings. Shtei lechem, although it happens to be chodesh, but it's chitim, it's less. Lechem panu, which is yashar, even less. Reb Shimon Oimer, lo yoylen kitzva, there is really no set amount. He has to go make sure that it's soilis menupa. In other words, do a good job. If you're able to do it after 5 times, good. If you have to do 25 times, also good. There is no set rate. Now, whether Shimon is arguing on all 3 cases, the Oimer and the Shtei Lechem, or Lechem upon him, or he's only arguing Lechem upon him, that in itself is a machloikis among the Mefarshim. From Rashi's Mashman, he's only arguing on the third one and not on the others. If you look at the Rashi Ksaviyad down below, 6-7 lines in, Rashi says, Masnisin lo yahoy lehem kitzva, now beginning of the line, and Lechem upon him koi. On the lechem upon him, ain't tzarich yid aleph nappa. Shafila min hashuk milkach, vachit him minupa kol tzarka. You don't have to do it 11. You can do 10, you can do 8, or do 15. You can, is it, it should be minupa kol tzarka. But he's only talking about the lechem upon him, he's not talking about the other two. But the top Rashi and other Mepharshim don't distinguish between one and the other. So it sounds like that this is a rule across the board that applies to Oimer, and to Shtei Lechem, and to lechem upon him. But Rashi Ksaviyad again says only lechem upon him. Good. How do I know if it's impossible? So now we know where the Rashi Ksaviyad is coming from. He's coming from this pasuk. This is the pasuk of the Gabi, the Lechem upon him. But so we're talking about taking the Lechem upon him. But the Lechem upon him, it says, it has to be really nice and baked and beautiful and fine and refined and sifted, blah, 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 etc. But this only applies to this and not to anything else. What exactly is the drasha? So if you look at the Rashi in the top Rashi on the Mishnah, Shetei Menupa Kol Tzarka, Shetei Soilis Berura B'Shas Afia. Since it says in the Pasuk, Lekachta Soilis Vafisa Oisa, at the time of doing the baking, make sure it's Soilis, triple grade A, grade AAA, beautiful flour. But this only says about lechem upon him, it doesn't say about the other two. Talking more, Tanur Rabban. It said in the Mishnah, you do it 13 nappa. So we have now machloikis between the Tanakam of this price and Reb Shimon Elazar. Do we mean 13 siftings, or do we mean 13 sieves? The Tanakam says, you only had to have 2 sieves. A bedaka begasa, bedaka begasa. And Rashi explains that what you did is you went and put the flour first in the daka. Daka means the sieve that had the small holes. Begasa means the sieve that had the large holes. And you keep on going from one to the other and one to the other. And as you keep on pouring from one sieve into the other one and then one to the other one, then the psoles that you don't want, then the bran and things of that nature, which you don't want in the final solas, that gets stuck in the sieve. So you do it 13 times, from the smaller one to the bigger one, in other words, smaller holes to the bigger holes, etc., until it all comes out. Why don't you just go and do straight from gasa to daka to daka to daka? So Rashi says, because it's not only the bran, we also want to avoid using what we call flour dust. Flour dust is, in a sense, even more fine than the flour itself. Flour dust can go through the holes, and the flour doesn't. So that we also don't want to use. The flour dust is considered to be psoilus as well as the bran. So that's why we keep on going from bigger to smaller, smaller to bigger. But Reb Shimon Elazar Omer that in fact shloish esrei napos ayu b'migdash. There in fact were 13 sizes of sieves. Zulamalmizu. Malmizu doesn't mean that it was hanging one on top of the other. It means that one was bigger holds than the next. So you started off with one of the biggest holds that got off the biggest pieces of psoles, but it let through some other psoles, and you go to number two, and then that takes out the psoles that fits through there, and then so on and so forth from 1, 2, 3, 4 till you go through all 13. What happens as a result? Elyoina collects subin. The very first one, the Elyoina, is going to go and collect the subin. Subin means bran, and that is psoles for purposes of the Karban Mincha. So those are bigger chunks, bigger pieces. They will already be stuck at the first level. While at the last level, tachtoinik lets us say soilus. The only thing that will be stuck at the very end will be the soilus. That will only thing that will remain, because all the other 12 will have sifted out all of the impurities that we don't want in the Karban Mincha and the Oimer, the Shtei Lechem, Lechem Panim, etc. Good.
Why don't we start with the small and then go to the larger holes?
Yeah.
What should we start with the larger holes and then go to the smaller holes? I mean,
that's what you do. You start with the largest one, and because it's the largest one, the only one thing that it holds back is the sugar, the big pieces of that.
Okay.
And as you keep on going, the smaller, exactly. And then you get the smaller sugar, etc. Good. Reb Shimon Eimer, lahay lahem kitzva. There is no set amount. Tanurban says the pasuk by the lechem upon him. Soilus vafisa oisa malamish nikachas soilus. What is the Brisa coming to tell us? The Brisa is coming to tell us the Beis Hamikdash needed flour for producing the lechem upon him. What did they do? Did they go and buy the flour from a flour store or from a supermarket where they sell flour in packages? Or did they go and buy the chitim and produce from the chitim soilus? Number one, you can buy it as the final product of soilus. I don't know, the Beis Hamikdash could go for the lechem upon him and buy chitim wheat and process the wheat under the aegis and under the auspices of the Beis Hamikdash. Tamaloimar v'lakach demikomokim. Any way of taking the soilus, even if you're starting off with the wheat. Yochalap b'sham menachas can have a thing by sham menachas also. Either by the wheat or by the menachas. By the soilus. Tamaloimar oisa. Soilus v'afisa oisa. Shtei mesri chalis. As we say, oisa. Only by the lechem upon him and not sham menachas. You know why there's a distinction? Mepnei hachisachin. Nechisachin means for savings. Even today, if you go in Eretz Yisrael, and you'll see in the windows, when they're having a clearance sale, they'll go and have big signs, chisachin. Of course, those that don't know this Gemara are wondering, what does chisachin mean? But that comes from our Gemara, chisachin. There, I believe in Eretz Yisrael, they spell it with a chof and not with a ches. So maybe there's like another gear, so we have with a chof. Oh, tak, you've seen Oiz Gimel, Isa hachisachin b'chof v'chein nochin. Should be tak with a chof, not a ches. And that's like how they do in Eretz Yisrael, the department stores, the other stores, when they're doing a clearance sale, the big sign, chisachin. Anyway, what does that mean? My man, chisachin, amr blaza, to a chosim, when you show Yisrael. What does Igmar mean? Explains Rashi. If you're bringing your own private carbon mincha, all you need is one isarin. No. Nishka grois zahim. So you go into a market, you go to a farmer, you go to a granary, and you go and buy fed to get the final product of flour. And you bring it for a carbon mincha. Here, however, we're talking about every single Shabbos, they had to go and bring lechem upon him. How much was the lechem upon him? We had in the previous Mishnah, esem v'arba esroinim. But it's not just 24 esroinim. You started off with esem v'arba soim. 24 saw. A saw, as you know, is a saw is a third of an eifah. So therefore you're talking about eight eifahs over here. But you're talking about a lot. One eifah is the equivalent of 432 eggs. One eifah is 432 eggs. So if you're talking about eight eifah, because it's 24 sa'in, you're talking about eight times 432. Wow. That's the volume of flour that you started off with to produce the lechem upon. If you're going to every single Shabbos, go to the granary, to the mill, and buy finished product of soilus, it's going to cost a fortune every single Shabbos. And therefore, even though ein anias betzibur, tak emes, but nevertheless, it's a lot of money. So the Torah says, you know what? Pay some English to go and save money. You can go and buy the chitim and have people working for the Beis Hamikdash grind it up and make flour out of it, which will be much cheaper than buying the final product of flour somewhere else. Let's look at the last Rashi over here, parallel to our Gemara here from the top Rashi. Parallel to Gemara. The Fisha Chosu Torah Manu Shisa. The Fisha Melechal Apodim Heim Chav Dalet Israelis. They're 24 Israelis. And you start off with 24 Soim. The Fisha Heim Mechol Shabbos V'Shabbos. The davar gadol, it adds up to a pretty penny. Hutter liknoisim and achitim kineshi yovai lechem bezoil yoise. Mishim hayuloichim soilus menatagar. If you're going to go buy soilus from the merchant, in other words, from the retailer, shakoyne soilus koynoisim beyoiker. The finished flowers are very expensive. Asham and achas she davar muet. Main boys, tarde. You don't bring a kar mincha every day. You bring it once in a while. Lihutru liknois kim soilus. You have to go and buy the soilus. Where do I find Torah chas the money in Shai Yisrael? You find the grad a few times in the Torah. Rashi, the famous Rashi in Parashas Tazrim Metzayra, where it talks about that if you find negat zaras v'beis as Achuzaschem. What are you supposed to do?
Empty the house.
The Kohen first says, take everything out of the house, all the furniture, all the food, everything, take it out of the house. Once the house is totally empty, they call Moshe's moving truck, there's nothing left inside the house, then the Kohen goes in and says, there's a negatzeras. Why does he do that? Because he doesn't want
to
be negatzeras.
Save all the furniture
and all the merchandise and everything else. Here the Gemara gives another raya. Because it says, this is talking about the Masa with the main Meriva, where Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Kach samate b'haklas eida atvara chicha v'dibarte malasela speak to the seller leinem v'nasa meimav v'itzis lemayim v'nasela v'shkises eida." So the people will have water. V'esbiram and the behemoths. No, if the behemoths don't have water, they do have water. Why is that my major concern? It shows you Kadosh Baruch Hu is chosam money shi'isol, not only on the people but also on the property. Make sure that everything is well watered, even the pipes. Hanlochem menachos k'tok mitmosis mitmosis. Zok the mishnah toydoy zibalcham yisayn yishalmi yis mitchel. We continue tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.